Well, now to Texas, where the president of Texas State University has suspended all fraternity and sorority activities on its campus following the death of a fraternity pledge. Matthew Ellis was found unresponsive Monday morning after attending a Phi Kappa Psi party the night before. His death is the latest in a string of similar incidents on campuses around the country. And it is again raising questions about how universities should regulate Greek activities. Dalia Jones has been covering this for KUT in Austin, which is not far from Texas State. Dalia, welcome.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
And what do we know about the circumstances of Matthew Ellis's death?
As of now, all we do know is that he supposedly had gone to a party that the fraternity had hosted the night before. And the next morning when friends came to wake him up or to check on him, he was unresponsive. We know that when emergency officials got there, within the next few minutes, he was declared dead.
Hmm. And is anybody bringing criminal charges at this point?
As of now, we're seeing reports from local news agencies that San Marcos police chief says the event will likely result in criminal charges. But when I called to verify that from the city, an official said it was way too early to determine that. So we really don't have a clear answer as of now.
The university announced yesterday that it was suspending all Greek fraternities and sororities. Did they say how long that'll last?
No, we don't know. All we do know is that President Denise Trouth said a review will be done by the Student Affairs Office, which oversees Greek affairs, and they will then propose recommendations for reinstating the Greek organizations. But as of now, we don't know how long that'll take.
And what does the suspension entail at this point? Are they stopping all gatherings?
That means, you know, no new member events, no chapter meetings, no social functions or any of those type of activities until the review has been completed.
And of course, as we mentioned, this is not the only incident like this where a fraternity pledge has died. We've seen a similar situation in Tallahassee, Florida, at Florida State University. Obviously, there is the situation at Penn State University. Are people talking about just ending the Greek system on campus or just getting rid of all fraternities and sororities?
Yeah. On social media, I'm seeing a lot of agreement with what President Trouth did and just saying that Greek organizations are not really needed on college campuses now. So now you're seeing this type of feud between people who are not in part of these organizations and people who are part of these organizations saying that they do need this for networking and brotherhood and sisterhood within these college campuses. So it's kind of a back and forth about this.
What are you hearing from people on the campus about this decision?
So I went to Texas State and I follow a lot of these students on Twitter and on Facebook. And a lot of these Greek organizations are kind of outraged that this one incident has caused the suspension of all of these Greek organizations, specifically from a lot of the National Panhellenic Council members, which are Greek organizations who seem a little bit outraged about this. But I am seeing others standing in solidarity and agreeing with what the president made the decision yesterday, the decision made by the president yesterday.
And the national chapter of Phi Kappa Psi said that this local chapter of the fraternity had been suspended last week, even before the party that Matthew Ellis attended. Have they explained any more about that?
No, they say that the issue is completely unrelated. They have not expanded on the issue at all. So we don't know if that's related at all to this.
That's Dalia Jones, a reporter with KUT in Austin, Texas. Dalia, thank you.
Thank you so much.